This is the SML Podcast.
I know I'm a terrible person.
I have that song in my head now.
Yeah.
Put your hands
Got it all too high, got it figured out. Wanna do whatever, laugh until September. Yeah.
And I sit and wonder, falling under, get my way or nothing will move on. Everyone has gone.
Yeah.
God damn.
You felt so empty, but I can't be afraid. When I get home. Is it summer? Yeah, cause I just don't feel it. Maybe it's a treason. Maybe you are not her.
I wonder if just singing it will like trigger the.
If it does, I'm gonna fucking laugh my ass off.
And then your phone explodes into a legendary.
My phone exploded. My phone exploded.
Ass-ploded.
When are they going to make Rock Band Lost Prophets?
When Rooftops is in the game.
When What's His Fuck gets out of jail for fucking children?
Rooftops is in the game.
Standing on the rooftop, nah, everybody scream your heart out.
It's such a bad song.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris. Thank you for starting.
This is episode 91 of Smol.
Yep.
We were supposed to have a guest. Couldn't make it.
It's cool.
If you listen to last week's show, you know who it is, but oh well.
It's cool. We got
shit happens.
We got shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Shit's going down.
Yeah. There was a car fire.
Things happen. There were multiple car fires, to be honest, because you saw one today. We saw one. What was that? Sunday? Was that Sunday? Saturday. We saw one on Saturday in Jersey.
What, something on fire in Jersey? Shocked.
Car straight up inferno on the side of the road.
Nice.
That was probably one of the most intense things that I ever saw in RL.
In RL.
It was crazy.
RL Stein.
In RL.
Did it give
Stein.
You goosebumps?
It did give me goosebumps.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the actual fire, just the remnants of what once was.
Which is probably just as brutal.
Yeah. And now you're going to start your hookah and then...
Not yet.
We'll get derailed once
yet.
Again.
No, you'll hear it. Not that one. Not that sound. We're not going for that sound. What are you, grapefruiting? Oh, my
is that
God.
Good?
My phone's going to be going up. 5 messages in the past, like,
Jesus.
3 minutes. Great.
Read them on air.
Really? Is that what you want?
It's our email for
is
the
that
week.
Is that what you really want? You really don't want that.
Why?
Here. All right. I'll entertain you.
Since Dale's not here.
Hold on. Oh, wow. There's a... Oh, my God. All right. Ready?
Yes.
Start. Oh, it's a group message. It's a group message.
Oh, no.
Hold on. It's a group message from one of the bar cover bands that I play in. I have a gig with them on Saturday.
Oh, no.
That's your backstory.
All you had to say was group message.
Any chance of hacking through Lonely is the Night on Saturday? A guy I work with suggested it, and he's coming to the show. It's pretty easy. I even offer to sing it. Yikes. Who's that by? Billy Squire. Sorry for the delay, Mike. Work was nuts, and my mom fell. If the guys wanted, I'll do my best to learn the song for Saturday. Don't think Tommy gets these messages. Maybe call him or text him separately. Chris, ? Is your mom okay? She's in pain in bed all day. She fell at the borough building voting yesterday. The handicapped walkway was uneven and was dark, and the railing was loose, so she tripped and pulled something.
See, voting is dangerous.
We'll see how she feels. Fucking retards down there. Another lady fell before it, and they never fixed it. Assholes. Oh, the mayor and a councilman had to drive her home. They're going to fix it now. Figures. That was, there you go. There's my text messages, nice. Joe.
Are you going to reply, I'm in, just read you on a podcast?
I'm not replying shit until I'm done.
And after 9 more messages come through?
They'll just rumble on the desk, and I will get to them eventually.
Nice. Video games.
Video games.
So, big news today for Nintendo. They had one of their amazing Nintendo Direct events.
Because E3 is every month at Nintendo.
Sometimes. Are you having fun playing with the Coles?
I'm listening. You're the one with the iPad. You've got the stuff in front of you.
Yeah, it's all you. You have this.
It's true.
So we'll just go down the email here and go in order. I don't know how exciting it'll be going this way, but
that's okay. I'd like to cover everything that was covered because I don't know everything that was put in it.
So. All right. Do you want to start with Wii U, 3DS, or joint system news?
Let's do 3DS.
All right. Obviously, the big news out of the event, Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D is coming.
It's about goddamn time.
Indeed. It is looking to come out in spring. And enhanced 3D graphics, added features for a smoother game experience, and a moon that will once again haunt your nightmares for life.
Did they spell it 4 and then L-Y-F-E?
I wish, but I just added that myself.
For life.
Like N-W-O.
Life. Speaking of, not to get derailed too much, did you pick up the new WWE?
The game?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, I don't really play the wrestling games too much. And from what I've heard, the last gen version, 360 and PS3, is incredibly disappointing. Like, features removed.
But
graphics look like ass.
But what about the new one?
That's not out yet. 18th.
Yeah. I thought it was out already. Nope.
18th.
Mm.
Yeah. It got bumped.
It got bumped?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably to put a little more care and effort into it.
Well, you hope.
I still don't think I'm going to pick it up.
I don't know. Man, I really wish that they would do a good wrestling game again.
I know. We need to get Aki back.
Because, I mean, like, I would love to play through a wrestling game where I can make my own created superstar and go through, like, a predetermined campaign, but, like, something where you can make decisions and it'll alter how the storyline plays out.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I forget the last SmackDown versus Raw that did it, but...
I don't know. I just think ever since they went to a unified game between the systems, it's been lackluster. Like back in the days, they had SmackDown
on PlayStation.
They had Raw on Xbox and Day of Reckoning on GameCube.
Yeah.
And like the games were different. They felt different. They played different. The Raw ones were usually dog shit.
Yeah, but the animations were really weird.
I don't know, but I was really interested in getting it until I saw that the Hulkamania edition sold out everywhere, so I don't really care.
You really want Hulk memorabilia?
An autograph of Hogan? Sure, why not?
I suppose.
I mean,
the only thing that I'm honestly interested with in the new one is the fact that Sting's in it.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm just like,
true. That'd be cool.
And I like the creative suite in those games are a lot of fun, and you know how much of a whore I am for creating characters and shit, so.
Back in the Tiger days. Where you would spend 40 minutes.
Any game that has a creative character that's slightly extensive, I'm going to spend time on.
So back on track, what are your thoughts on Majora's Mask?
Majora's Mask was one of my favorite Zeldas. So that's... I obviously have to pick that
Give
up.
Give us your thoughts on the game and your experiences with it, because I've never played it.
You never played it?
Nope.
Well, I mean,
Ocarina and Majora's Mask, I never got into because I didn't like the 3D Zelda games.
Huh. Any of them.
Even Ocarina 3D, I couldn't get into it. I want my top-down Zelda games.
Hmm. Well, then you probably won't like it.
Wind Waker, I loved it because it felt like a Zelda game, even though it was in 3D to me. But
see, I don't know. Zelda, Ocarina of Time felt like a Zelda game to me. It felt like the Super Nintendo one almost.
I just couldn't get into it. I've tried. I don't know.
Because, I mean, like, those two are my favorite. Honestly, those two are my favorite, and then Link to the Past. So
for me, Link's Awakening is still number one.
This is the Game Boy one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's definitely... That's probably right after Link to the Past for me.
Yeah, it's really number one for me because compared to Link to the Past, it just felt like Link to the Past drug on a bit too much.
Yeah, but it was a bigger game.
Yeah, but Link's Awakening, it just felt like the perfect length.
It's probably reminiscent of original Zelda. Yeah. So I remember playing through that.
Plus, I had the first release of it where you could hit the select button to bring up the map when you change screens, and it would glitch you across to the other side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Could break the fuck out of the game that way.
Yeah, man. Like, the two 64 Zeldas were that, like, those are my favorite ones. And I honestly think, and I covered this a little bit last week when we talked Halloween?
Yeah.
I mean, Majora's Mask was fucking creepy. Like, there's a lot of creepy parts in it. So it's definitely, like, I liked the storyline more. It was slightly darker. I like darker storylines without it being like a horror game, like Shadows of the Damned and stuff like that. So
you're a damn.
I mean, like I liked the storyline. I thought it was cool. I liked a lot of the characters. The design of it was cool. The look of it, like overall, like art style and everything like that was cool. I can't say enough good things about it. I know a lot of people that are pumped up for this specific one.
Yeah, people are going nuts over Majora's Mask.
Honestly, man, like between the two, I feel like Majora's Mask had more character. It had more appeal as a more methodical Zelda title.
Yeah, I've heard so much good about it. I'll probably pick it up and give it a shot finally, but we'll see.
At least try and get past the moon.
Past the moon. You mean after it crashes into me, just jump over it?
Sure.
One thing I am jealous of is that Europe is getting a badass collector edition of it.
That collector's edition is fucking crazy.
And because we live in America, it's almost guaranteed that we will not get it.
And why is that, Joe?
Because we're America.
No. Why?
And Japan hates us.
Because?
Because we bombed them all those years ago. Europe didn't bomb them, and they're getting collector's editions.
So
sweet-ass collector's editions.
So your assumption is we don't get collector's editions from Nintendo because we bombed them.
And we're still filthy Americans with our big American penis.
But Americans do spend a lot of money.
Chimpokomon, right?
Yeah.
Big American penis.
Big American penis.
So big.
We do spend a lot of money on their products.
Like, yeah, we do.
And that's why I'm kind of like, why?
And we would probably spend a whole lot more if they gave us more stuff.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't represent Nintendo Japan, so I can't tell you the answer to that. But
I thought you did.
Well, you were sadly mistaken.
Oh, well. Anyway, a new game was announced called Code Steam. It's from Intelligent Systems, the guys who've done Fire Emblem and Advance Wars. It is a turn-based tactical action RPG that features characters like Abraham Lincoln. That's right. Abraham Lincoln leads a team of newly revealed playable characters like Tiger Lily and Tom Sawyer. Each character in the game possesses special abilities like Tiger Lily's healing and Tom Sawyer's gadgets that help players complete missions across well-designed battlefields.
I really hope it's like Advance Wars, because that's what it's kind of sounding like.
Well, it is an action RPG, so it
Yeah, but they did say turn-based.
Yeah. I don't know. It just action RPG to me seems more like a hack and slash.
Yeah, but like that can't be turn-based. Fable.
I don't know. They might be doing something different with it.
Maybe it will be a hybrid of that and Advance Wars.
Maybe
just give me Advance Wars.
Maybe
again.
It's like a turn-based strategy game, and then when you attack someone, it goes into like action mode.
That'd be cool.
Run and murder.
I'd be fine with that.
McMurdo.
I'd be absolutely okay with that.
Yeah. Launches exclusively for 3DS in spring.
So a lot of these announcements are for spring?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
They are talking more about NES Remix Ultimate, or Ultimate NES Remix, which comes out December 5th. So there's something for this holiday.
For 3DS?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The two NES Remix games on the Wii U.
Yeah.
They're combining them. Let's see. Combining 16 of the top games from NES Remix 1 and 2. Famicom Remix Mode offers challenges from the Japanese version of NES Remix, featuring slightly different sound effects and backgrounds. And they have created something new called Speed Mario Brothers, where you play through the original Super Mario Brothers in super speed.
I want it.
Yeah. So instead of Super Luigi Brothers that was in NES Remix 2,
yeah,
where you played the original Super Mario Brothers, but as Luigi going left instead of right.
That's fucking weird.
So it's completely flipped.
Damn it, Luigi, why you got to make everything weird?
But instead of that, you're getting a super speed version instead.
That'd be cool.
Also has online leaderboards, so...
So that's cool.
Like, if any of your friends get the game.
Like Global Smash Power.
Yeah.
Which I still don't even know what the fuck that is.
Me neither. I just like,
I don't know.
Like, whatever.
I don't even know if is it better if the number's high or lower? Like, I don't even know. I don't understand.
Me neither. Still no news on the new 3DS coming out.
Oh, right. The newer system with the other. Yeah.
Japan gets this year, obviously.
And
we
don't.
Japan. Yeah, because they hate us. And for some reason, Australia and New Zealand get it too.
That's just for Zach.
Yeah, but no America.
They literally did it just for Zach.
Probably.
Zach went to some sort of like convention or something, bumped into some sort of like Japanese Nintendo dude and like, hey, dude. Hook a brother up.
Too bad it's region locked and he won't be able to play any American games on it.
Oh, fuck.
Which Nintendo has been discussing eliminating region lock, which would be a very, very smart move.
And it would be the coolest thing ever, actually.
Yeah, because they're the only people still region locking their shit, which is dumb.
Is the Wii U region locked, too?
Yes.
That's dumb.
Yep.
That's stupid.
You're so stupid.
Yeah.
Big American penis.
Big American piece.
November 25th, instead of a new 3DS system, we're getting just a new design.
Wait, is that the NES one?
No, the NES one's out.
That's already out?
Yeah.
Okay.
November 25th is the Persona Q Nintendo 3DS XL.
I don't even know what that looks like, actually.
No, you should look it up. It's pretty cool looking.
I mean, I'm not a Persona guy, so I wouldn't be into it anyway, but...
Yeah.
Anywho.
But it will be a GameStop exclusive.
Shocking.
And will obviously run $199.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game also comes out and it's sold separately. And you could get either the Persona Q Wild Cards Premium Edition or the Limited Standard Edition, which doesn't make sense. Is it limited or standard?
Limited Standard Edition.
Yes. For a limited time.
Oh, okay.
So it's limited standard.
So it is
standard,
technically
limited.
Okay.
So it's a limited, standard, limited, not unlimited.
Standard
edition.
Okay. I follow that completely.
I don't. All right. Let's jump to the Wii U here.
Wii U.
The big news from Wii U, Mario Kart DLC next week.
Yay. I can't wait. Which ones is it? Is it the Zelda?
Zelda,
the...
F-Zero, Excitebike.
Oh, the Excitebike one comes out too?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. November 13th. So get ready to drive Excitebike style.
Isn't that map procedurally generated too?
I think so.
Somebody told me that.
It looked like every time that they showed an area, it was different.
Yeah.
So if it's random every time, dude, that's fucking awesome.
That'll be default map all the time.
Yeah, I know.
All the time. Procedurally generated Mario Kart. And we've finally reached the future.
Indeed. They talked about some of the amiibo integration in Mario Kart.
I'm very interested in this.
When players tap Mario, Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Link, Captain Falcon, Fox, Samus, or Kirby figures to the controller, they will receive a Mii racing suit themed to that character.
So you can change your Mii racing suits finally?
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
I'm sad that Pikachu's not on that list.
Well, Pikachu's not in the game.
So, either Samus.
Or Captain Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Fox. Or Kirby.
Those bastards.
I want a Pikachu suit.
I want to race as Pikachu. Pika. That's what I want to do. Pika. Actually, I would much rather race as Charizard.
You'd rather race as my dick.
You are incorrect, sir.
Nope. Incorrect. They also talked about some more amiibo features. You can use every amiibo figure in Hyrule Warriors.
That's nuts.
Yeah. A Link amiibo figure gives players a special spinner weapon from, I think...
Give them six spinners, bro.
I think from Skyward Sword. Oh. Something like that.
Okay. I didn't play the Wii ones. I still have to get the fucking Wind Waker one for the Wii U. I think what I... Because I have that buy two, get one free coupon for pre-owned. One of them might be that.
I don't know. You might be missing out on value there.
I thought it was still like $40-some.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Because retail was 40 when it first came out.
It might be 30-something still.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then
it is a Nintendo game.
Yeah, so I might be missing out on value though.
But yeah, Link will give you the spinner weapon where every other figure will grant randomly selected materials, weapons, or rupees in the game.
Neato.
So you can make it rain.
Make it rain, bitches.
They announced some other games that are going to be compatible. Captain Toad will be compatible with amiibos. Kirby.
The hell? What could you possibly do in that game?
Who knows? Maybe unlocks extra stages, levels maybe? Or
that'd be
knows?
Cool.
Lost my spot. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, Yoshi's Woolly World, and Mario Party 10 will all have amiibo integration.
Oh, Mario Party amiibos. That'll be cool. I forgot about Mario Party. Fuck.
Yeah.
When does that come out?
I don't know. It just says 2015.
Okay. So that just got announced too then? Or did I just miss
it? It's been known that it's coming.
Okay.
I don't think they've ever had a set date.
But they didn't reveal anything about it yet, did they?
They just showed it like a first trailer for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So nothing like extensive.
Fuck you, Party 10 is coming out.
Yep. Until they make Dokapon Kingdom 2, I'm not...
Yeah, I don't think that's ever coming.
Yeah.
They talked more about Splatoon.
I can't wait for that game. It looks so much fun.
Yeah. The 4-on-4 online multiplayer shooter also features a single-player mode, which pits a player's squid-like inkling character against an army of octopi equipped with an arsenal of ink weaponry.
So it's going to be like a horde mode.
So it sounds like it's batshit insane, which I'm excited about.
Sweet.
And it is scheduled for second quarter 2015.
So that'd be spring, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You wouldn't lump like winter, like this winter into quarter one of next year,
like,
would you?
January through March, I would assume, is quarter one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
April, so May, like June, April to quarter April two. To,
yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Stuff like that. Got crap in my throat.
Got it.
They talked a bit more about Xenoblade Chronicles X. They didn't really say too much about it. It's going to have a bigger world than Xenoblade on the Wii, and it is scheduled to launch in 2015.
Scheduled to launch 2015.
Yay, being vague.
Schedule launch 2015.
Yes. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, the newest game in the Charming Kirby series, finds the lovable pink puffball journeying through a world made of clay.
Neat.
Players.
Dude, Epic Yarn was good.
And well, every Kirby game is good.
Yeah.
It's just like they keep finding different gimmicks for him.
And they work.
True.
I'm totally fine with it.
Players guide Kirby along a rainbow line drawn on the gamepad. A new four-player multiplayer mode lets one player play as Kirby and the others focus on drawing the rainbow lines. Kirby and focus on drawing the lines while the others control a trio of Waddle Dee characters that can collect items or carry Kirby around.
Neat. That'd be cool.
Play volleyball with Kirby.
Yeah, essentially.
And that one actually has a more concrete date.
Which is?
February.
Nice.
Yes. So that's coming soon. Captain Toad, they talked about that a bit more. Features different challenges that once completed will reveal additional content in the game. And there's over 70 levels in the game.
That's a lot.
And that, of course, launches December 5th.
Man, there's so much stuff coming
out. That is coming soon. Something else for the Wii U on the virtual console.
Ready?
Duck Hunt.
That's cool.
Yes. And you'll need a Wiimote.
Well, yeah, because you'll use it
on the screen.
I need the pistol attachment. I will not play House of the Dead or any of the on-rail shooters until I get those pistol attachments. Which I should be able to find at like a Five Below or something like that. So
probably.
Should be able to find it at Five Below.
I'd think so. Pikmin short movies are coming. It's a series of animated short films that Miyamoto directed that take place in the Pikmin universe.
Cool.
They're available as one paid download in the eShop on Wii U and 3DS. And as a supplement to the movies, a free demo of Pikmin 3 is now available.
Cool.
A free demo.
I already have the full game.
It's free.
I have the full game.
Yeah, but now you could get a demo, too.
Why would I have a demo of a game that I have full?
Why not?
Because that's dumb.
It's free, and you're just rejecting it.
I am.
You're so fucking greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, go on. God damn it. Any other Wii U stuff?
Sonic Boom, a free demo for Sonic Boom.
Oh, when does that start?
Is launching on the 11th. Or no, the game's launching the 11th. The demo is available now.
Ooh, I might have to check that out, actually.
And Sonic Boom Rise of the Lyric will have, which is the Wii U game, Shattered Crystals, the 3DS game. The Wii U game will have a demo available December 4th for some reason, despite it launching November 11th.
Dumb.
I don't fucking know. In addition, a new 3DS home menu theme and god damn it.
What?
Puzzle Swap.
Another one?
Yes.
They're not talking about Fantasy Life?
No, it's Sonic Boom.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, on the 11th. They'll be hitting.
God damn it. I'm never going to finish it.
Nope.
I'm never going to finish it.
No, you never will. God damn.
Yeah, but yours is done. No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm still working on Fantasy Life.
Yeah, Fantasy Life. Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to work on Sonic.
Fuck.
God damn it. This is your fault, Chris.
Don't say that.
Just reading this live.
I'm very upset.
This is the exact moment that we got this news of a new puzzle swap panel.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Fuck. Terrible. That seriously pisses me off.
I know. Like, I don't God even want to continue reading.
You're going to start raging on fucking puzzle pieces.
Goddamn puzzle swap.
Fuck.
All right. Smash Brothers for the Wii U is going to have a Commander video trophy from the Bit Trip series.
Cool.
Which is pretty awesome. As well as download a new Nintendo 3DS home menu theme based on Shovel Knight.
Oh, that'll be cool.
So I might pick that one up.
I have to. I still have to play through that game.
And then they announced a bunch of indie games coming to Wii U and 3DS.
A bunch?
Yep.
Any notable ones?
Let me see here. Runbo. I don't know what that is. Chromo 4. The Two Brothers Director's Cut. Two Brothers is pretty good. So that should be pretty good. Citizens of Earth from Atlas.
It's an Atlas game. I'm interested.
Yep. The Swapper, Thomas Was Alone from Curve Digital, who also just released God, what the Stealth Incorporated 2.
Okay.
That just came out. Let's see. Chariot is coming, which was just released on Xbox One. Okay. Last month is a free game. Gunman Clive 2, Steam World Heist, Gone Home, A World of Keflings, Treasure Knots.
World of Keflings is pretty popular, isn't it?
Yeah. The Keflings games are pretty big on Xbox.
Yeah.
Treasure Knots, Swords and Soldiers 2, Sports Ball, which I love the name of that.
Sports Ball.
And Rive from Two Tribes. There's a couple others, but I don't recognize any of them really.
That's cool.
So, yeah, Nintendo. Nintendo news.
What about the shared stuff?
That was...
Oh, that was the shared stuff? Okay.
Yeah, the Sonic, because it was on both systems.
And then it just transferred. Like,
themes and Pikmin movies and various games.
Cool. Nintendo.
Nintendo.
There's other stuff for us to talk about, too.
What would you like to talk about?
So
Captain Boner,
there was some other stuff that was confirmed about the next gen version of Grand Theft Auto.
Indeed, it was rumored for quite a while, but was just confirmed recently.
Yeah, and I saw the trailer of it, and it looks fucking
I didn't
awesome.
Even watch the trailer,
dude.
Of it.
You have to watch.
I kind of just want to be surprised by it.
You will be pleasantly surprised. You will be very pleasantly surprised. And here's the one thing that
how about we reveal what it is for
first person mode.
Yay.
Yeah. First person Grand Theft Auto.
We're just dancing around it and not actually saying what was confirmed.
Yeah. First person Grand Theft Auto. So this should be really, really interesting on the next gen. Cause with all the added texture details and character mappings and everything like that, it's going to look way, way better, which you can already tell from the videos. Like, it looks fucking gorgeous.
Big time.
All the animals and all that nonsense. And the thing that I'm really interested about it is you can actually customize the gameplay and the controls depending on when you want first person to actually jump in. So you can have it where it's first person until you, like, take cover behind something. And then it'll swap to third person.
That's cool.
Yep. And then on top of that, you can have it where it's like, you can have different control schemes depending on when you're in first person and in third person. So you can have your standard, like, you know, tap A to run, like, constantly when you're in third person. Or you can have it play, you could essentially change all of the controls around to be like a first person shooter where you click the thumbstick in to run. And then
that's awesome.
Yeah. So you can really fuck with it. And it's cool. Like, even just like, you know, instead of when you're in third person, you bring up the phone, it essentially just brings it up in the corner of the screen and kind of does it as an overlay. But if you're in first person, like, your character brings their phone out and they're just holding their phone up. So you have to kind of like read it off of the phone. So it's like the little stuff like that I think is just really, really fucking cool with it.
That
so,
looks like they're actually putting care into
the port. Well, that's the thing. They did completely different character animations for when they're in first person. So, like, little stuff where it's like, if you leave your character idle, like, they'll crack, they'll put their hands in front of them and, like, crack their knuckles or, like, you know, stupid shit like that.
That's awesome.
The interiors of all the cars are different.
Yeah, I guess they have to be.
So, like, certain, like, the higher priced, like, luxury cars, like, if you're listening to the radio, like, it'll show the artist and the track in the dashboard of the radio of the car. So, like, yeah, dude, it looks fucking awesome. I'm really, really excited for it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then, like, even just, like, if you're driving in a car, let's say, you know, you're Trevor and you're driving in a car and Michael's trying to talk to you, like, instead, like, you look over and they're like talking to you.
Nice.
So it's like, it's not just, you know, they're not just idly like looking forward, you know, doing whatever. Like, they actually like interact with you as it would be first person. So it looks badass, dude. I can't wait to play like that. So
maybe I'll actually get further through it this time.
I finished the game. So if I end up picking up a copy on next gen, it's probably going to be primarily for online play.
Yeah.
So, which that alone, I'm interested to see how that's going to turn out on next gen. Cause
GTA bump it from 8 to 16 players online?
I think
or something?
So, yeah. Which, at first, when I was like, 8 players for GTA Online, that's probably not enough. Until I actually play it online, and I'm like, maybe this is enough. Like, but now it's going to be 16, and it's like, oh my God, too many people.
Me and 7 assholes. I think I have enough assholes in this game.
Yeah. So now it'll be you and 15 other assholes.
Yay.
More assholes.
All trying to murder you just because they can murder you.
Double the assholes.
Yay.
It's it looks good.
Assholapalooza.
So. Assholapalooza.
Indeed.
So yeah, that looks cool. I'm interested to see how that's going to play out. Play on, player.
Speaking of next gen, apparently getting close to joining.
I'm getting close. I'm at like 260 on trade credit, which I'm probably going to take 20 of it out to do DLC for Mario Kart.
Grab a Nintendo card.
Uh huh.
You might be able to just buy a $15 card.
I don't know if you can.
I thought I saw. I don't know.
Maybe I don't think you can. I think it's just 10, 20.
50,
or is it 25?
God damn! I hate that they change these all the time.
It might be 20. 20 seems right.
Yeah, but so, you're still getting close.
I am. I'm getting close. I'm eerily close. And that's not include. Like, I already have my copy of the Wii U version of Smash, like, completely paid off.
Yeah.
So.
That's another $60 that you can move over.
If I deem necessary.
Yeah.
So if it starts getting, like, if I start getting really close, like really, really close, I don't know. We'll see. It depends on how the next couple weeks go. Because I've been able to get some decent trades in for trade credit. So obviously I'm going to have to go through GameStop because it's all GameStop trade credit, but.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is, too, is I haven't even checked to see if I have enough points for any kind of coupons.
True.
So I wonder if I can get enough points together. I forget how many points you need for like a $50 off.
$50 or 50,000 points. 50,000 bucks off.
I'm going to have to look and see how many I have.
Yeah, they pretty much translate to dollars when it comes to money off new stuff.
Okay.
You could get cheaper on used. Like, you might find $10 off a used game for 8,000 points or something, but
yeah,
for the most part, it just translates over.
Well, now, this is the other thing, too. I'm debating on, because I have to see when the coupon expires, but I still have a buy two, get one free pre-owned coupon from when I renewed my card. So I obviously want to try and use that for Xbox One games because I'll be able to utilize the value more. But then that also means I'm going to have to save up more so that I can actually use, like, actually use the coupon.
Yeah.
So I have to pay for two games. So I don't know. We'll see. Because one of them's obviously going to be Diablo.
Kind of has to be.
Yeah. So one of them's going to end up being Diablo. I think another one's probably going to end up being Forza Horizon 2.
Okay.
And I don't know. What would the third one be?
Halo?
It won't be. Well, it might be pre-owned by the time I use it. Depends. When does that come out again?
Next week on the 11th.
Holy fuck, that's soon.
Yep. Comes out Tuesday.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, then, yeah, I guess that would be it. Like,
same day as Assassin's Creed Unity. And Lego Batman.
Fuck.
And Assassin's Creed Rogue.
When does GTA come out?
The 18th.
Fuck.
Same day as Far Cry.
Fuck. Jesus Christ. All right.
You know it's November, right?
God damn it. All right.
You so remember then, what happens in November.
Well, then, Joe, if I... All right. So
fucking everything
comes
out.
Let's have a slight discussion. This is something we can talk about. If you had a buy two, get one free coupon, and you were getting an Xbox One, what three games would you suggest?
Oh, fuck me.
Right. So, but now, let's just say you weren't going to buy your Xbox One until Black Friday. So that way that there's more games that are out. So we'll just say after like Far Cry and GTA come out?
If I had to pick only three, I would probably say.
Now let's pick the console too, because there's bundles.
Well, I don't think you're getting a Sunset bundle.
If I had an opportunity to.
If you had an opportunity, I'd say to get that one. But I really think that you're going to end up having to settle for Assassin's Creed, which is good because you get two games right off the bat.
True.
And then you don't have to worry about Assassin's Creed anymore.
Right. Which I think I'm going to want Unity just because the multiplayer looks...
Yeah, the four-player online co-op, yeah. which I mean, do want to try.
And the other thing is, too, is I have been putting off playing Black Flag because I wanted to... Black Flag. I've been putting that
off. You called me the racist the other week. And
shut up.
You're the homophobe.
Racist homophobe, apparently. I've been putting off playing that because I want to play it on next gen because it looks awesome on next gen. So, I mean, I think realistically my value is probably going to come from the Assassin's Creed bundle.
Probably. That's probably the best bet to go.
Yeah.
I think the Sunset bundle, like when you look at the value, the Sunset bundle is good, but if you're looking for more content, I would still go with the Assassin's Creed bundle.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to
be because you're getting two games. One brand new.
Right.
You could always pick up Sunset later unless you need to have a white Xbox.
See, and that's the thing. I don't need
that. You fucking racist.
I don't need to have a white. Because none of my other systems are white except for my Wii U.
Yeah. But I guess I would go with
my Wii U, my regular Wii. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess I would go with the Assassin's Creed bundle.
Okay.
And only three games.
Only three games.
Only three. Halo, I think that's a must because
I think so too.
You're getting four games.
Yeah, I think that's and I haven't played through. I don't think I played through four. I have three because it was free with gold.
Yeah,
but I never played through it, and I don't think I actually played through two. I think the only one that I played from start to finish was one.
Yeah,
I think Reach.
I think one and possibly two have 2-player online co-op. I know 3 and 4 both have 4-player.
That'd be sweet too. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Me, you, Pappy, someone else.
That'd be awesome actually.
Maybe Josh. But Halo.
Josh has one?
Yeah. Ooh. He has a bone. He got his back when Titanfall came out.
Oh, okay.
Which I wouldn't put Titanfall on the list.
I wouldn't either, actually. I could probably honestly at the video game store, like we only pay out like $8 or $10 for it.
Yeah. I was gonna say like Amazon has it on sale today for $20.
Yeah.
I'm trying to narrow it down to just two other games.
It's fucking tough.
You've got your action adventure with Assassin's Creed. You have your shooter.
Mm-hmm.
RPG, I would go either Diablo, you could probably start getting that cheaper and cheaper now.
If that starts dropping in price, which I haven't seen it drop.
Yeah.
It's still like... I think we still sell it for like $40.
Hey, yeah.
So
either that or Dragon's Age, but
I never played any of the Dragon's Age games.
Yeah. I guess for you, because it's you, Diablo.
Me, Diablo. Like that's
And then I guess you would have to flip a coin when it comes to Forza and Grand Theft Auto. It's like
I guess I would have to get Forza.
I would probably say Forza over Grand Theft Auto because Grand Theft Auto is a mix of Assassin's Creed.
Well, and I've already played GTA.
Yeah.
So I would have a more varied game library.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna have to get Killer Instinct too.
Yeah. Which is, if you just got the standard editions, it would be $40 for the two seasons. But if you wanted like the classic arcade stuff and everything, that'd be $40 each. Ugh.
I think if I just went with the characters, I'd be happy. Yeah, I think because the game itself is fucking solid.
Yeah.
So I'd have a fighting game. I could technically at least just download the game and just have it play.
And play a different character each week.
Right. Which I would have no problem doing.
Yeah.
Until I get the characters and stuff. Because that's obviously going to be a game that I have to get all the content for. Because that's one of my favorite fighting games.
One game I would recommend you avoid Destiny. Destiny is pretty much officially on my shit list.
I saw this. Explain.
First of all, I guess Sony wasn't happy enough with having their exclusive launch content with like the extra strike and whatever else.
Yep.
Special weapons, I guess, I don't know. With the DLC, with the season pass or the expansion pass for the first two, Xbox is losing content.
Really?
Yes. We're paying the same exact price for the DLC.
But you're not getting...
But Sony has a year-long exclusive on a strike and some other, I don't know, like runs or bounties. I don't know. But they have an exclusive over like a quarter of the content.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So they're paying the same price and we're losing out on a chunk of content.
I feel like Destiny is going to end up dropping anyway in price. So I would wait to pick that up anyway. And by the time it actually drops to a more reasonable price in which I would be fine picking it up, do you think anybody's even going to want to still play it?
I don't know. I don't even know like how long Activision and Bungie plan on supporting Destiny 1. Because apparently they're already working on Destiny 2.
Which, again, is horseshit because they said that they were going to support the first one for 10 years.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 10-year plan, but they're already working on Destiny 2. They can't release a finished game, which is so much content is just missing out. So much DLC is on the disc already.
Yeah.
And they're already working on a second game.
Yeah, so I call shenanigans.
Bungie has definitely burned me, which is a shame because they've always been solid in the past. But maybe it was Nintendo that kept their ass in check. Or no, maybe, what am I saying, Nintendo?
Microsoft.
It was Microsoft keeping Bungie's ass in check. And now that they're no longer keeping them in line and Activision got their hands on them, they just went to shit.
Went to poop. Which is absolutely possible. Yeah, so.
And it's sad, too, because when you look at games coming out this fall, after the fizzle out of Destiny really quickly, because people got bored of it in a month. They were already tired of it.
I got people trading it in literally the next day.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So, I mean, now, granted, I've already had people trading in copies of Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
There's some dumb people that will buy a game as soon as it comes out and then trade it in the next day. So,
speaking of dumb people, I bought Call of Duty.
Don't call yourself dumb until you get through it and give your honest opinion.
Let me repeat this for all of our listeners out there.
Listen.
No. I need to get this out.
Okay.
After almost 2 years of doing this podcast and shitting on Call of Duty as much as I possibly can. We've talked about it in the past of how this new one looked intriguing.
Yes.
I bit the bullet and I bought it.
Have you played it?
Yes.
What are your thoughts so far?
Campaign so far? I haven't played that. I played the first level in campaign twice. Once because I was still learning.
Okay.
And the second time just so I could get what I've learned and try it again without fucking everything up. And it was enjoyable. I'm hoping to play more of the campaign.
Okay.
I played online.
That was probably a mistake for you.
Fuck all of that bullshit. I wouldn't see anyone or anything and just, I'm dead. Out of nowhere, I'm dead. And then I see their replay and they're like, apparently directly in front of me. Or close enough where they're like, I should know that they're there.
And just don't know.
What I think is one bullet that kills me, they're dropping like an entire clip into me somehow.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Playing Call of Duty online, probably the first thing that you would have to do is you'd have to learn the maps. Mm-hmm. Like any first person shooter, I mean, with the exception of certain Halo multiplayers, because I didn't know the maps well in that, but I was still able to do okay.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, Call of Duties, Battlefields, stuff like that, you absolutely need to know the map.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Oh, I know.
So you probably wouldn't enjoy it until you've actually learned the maps. Aside from that,
well, that, and I'm just not that great at first Twitch gaming,
right? So
that's why I prefer doing campaign stuff or co-op stuff.
Right. Now, let me ask you this: there's a campaign, there's multiplayer. Is there any kind of co-op horde modey? Like,
I don't know what it is. I know there's a co-op something.
Okay,
but I don't have anyone to play it with, so I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But well, there is some kind of co-op mode on there. I don't know if it's like just two guys running through a separate campaign or if it's a horde mode style game or what. I do want to try it if I could find someone to play with, which now that I've come out of the closet is owning Advanced Warfare. Maybe someone listening will be like, oh my God, if it actually convinced Joe to play it, maybe I should give it another shot.
Well, and that's the thing. I would consider giving it a shot.
Yeah.
I would. And I've talked about Call of Duty games in the past, and I know that there's a huge stigma against Call of Duty games. We've gone over it plenty of times. I have enjoyed Call of Duty games in the past. Not all of them. We already know why that, you know, we're not gung-ho about the series.
Yeah.
But
like this game felt more like Halo.
I've heard a lot of people actually compare some of the gunplay and the combat to like a Destiny, Halo.
I could even go out on a limb and what I've played of campaign so far, mm-hmm. It's Titanfall without Titans, but with a campaign. Because it has the double jump, like the boost.
Right.
It just, it doesn't feel like the Call of Duties I've played before.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they made some big differences as far as the gameplay is concerned, so it's going to feel a little bit different. So maybe some people will end up enjoying this one more than past iterations. So,
maybe. I haven't made it as far as I want to yet.
Okay.
But that's because there's so much other shit out right now.
Yeah. There is.
I absolutely would like to find someone to co-op the campaign or whatever the co-op is in the game. Whatever co-op mode there is.
I don't know, man, because there's just so many other games that, like, because I feel like we've already gone over what we think my picks would be for my three games.
Oh, I wouldn't expect that to be one of your picks. It wouldn't be one of my picks.
Right.
Like, it was just a perfect storm of, this is available right now. We have the money for it.
Might as
before
well.
We miss out, let's just do it. Because right. I did go with the limited edition.
The Day Zero?
Well, the Day Zero was just the launch version. I'm talking about like the $79.99 limited edition that had an art book, soundtrack download, which I still can't figure out where the fuck to redeem it. Now, like, it gives you a website to go to, and there's nothing on the website about redeeming a code.
Weird. Okay.
Steelbook, which I am an absolute whore for.
Right.
And some other bonus DLC that I'll probably never use because it's all multiplayer shit.
Okay.
But
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what it's like because there has been Call of Duty campaigns that I enjoyed in the past. So, yeah. I mean, I think the campaign alone I would probably enjoy.
Can you believe the limited edition for that was sold out everywhere?
Everywhere.
The only reason I was able to get it was because the Microsoft store had it.
Well, and the funny thing is that's not even the most expensive.
Oh, I know.
Collector's edition. Those sold out within hours.
Well, the only difference between them is the more expensive one has the season pass.
Right.
That's the only difference. And I obviously don't need
you
a season pass.
You don't need a season pass.
At all.
Because I'll be surprised. I might not be surprised if you hold on to it. I might not, honestly.
What, the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how I do after the campaign and if I still care or not.
It might be worth at least having in your collection.
I don't know. We'll see.
It depends, you know?
I will say I'm somewhat tempted to trade it in for credit and just go on my 360 and buy it digital instead. Because if I buy it on the 360, I also get it for the Xbox One.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Which I didn't realize. I forgot about that.
That's interesting.
It's So I am tempted to do that because if I have to have a shitty game, I might as well have two of the shitty games.
For the same price.
Yes, indeed.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're not...
I guess I can't really say it's a shitty game, though. Because
not yet.
So far,
you don't know yet.
It's enjoyable so far.
That's what it comes down to, man.
And then
there's games that catch a bad... hey, we all know about my stance on Duke Nukem Forever, so... I don't care what anybody says. I enjoyed it.
I can confirm how ridiculous Chapter 2 starts, where you're at the funeral, and it's hold X to pay respects.
I saw the screenshot, and I was just like, why?
Which is hilarious.
Why couldn't they just put hold X?
Oh, I know.
The fact that they actually had to put on the screen to pay respect. Like, it's,
Did you see Conan's Clueless Gamer review of it?
No.
He's like, I don't want to pay respects. I'm just here for women.
That's funny.
But yeah,
I have to look that up.
It's obviously the source of much ridicule with the
I can only imagine
whole button to pay respects.
I can only imagine
at a fucking funeral. It's so dumb.
How do you pay respects at a funeral?
By pressing a button, obviously.
Exactly.
And then your hand comes. It's not your stump hand. At the end of the first stage, your arm gets cut off by like a piece of metal, stray metal, flying off of an exploding chopper.
It's intense.
Yeah, and then like your one boss or whoever, the captain.
Your commanding officer?
Whoever. I don't know if it's just one of your squad mates or the officer, but he comes over and starts pulling you away to safety, and you just see your arm there with a trail of blood.
That's intense.
And then at the funeral, your arm's in a sling and it's just a stump arm.
Damn.
Yeah. Major Nelson on the Xbox One actually uploaded the clip of him at the press button to pay respects. And I commented on the video like, you should have used your stump arm. And it got so many likes already.
That's funny. I don't know, man. I'm interested to look at it. So don't be too hard on yourself.
But yeah. I fucking bought Call of Duty.
Well, we'll get your full report once you play more of it. But
which I don't know if there's so much shit already out to play.
Have you messed around with Sunset Overdrive at all?
Oh yeah,
I know we slightly talked about it last week.
I talked about it last week, and I've played it more in the week that's passed.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't progressed the story at all. I've probably put a couple hours into just grinding around the city, murdering things.
Oh, okay. Well, you said that it was kind of collectible heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're just doing that shit.
So. Because you can unlock amps with different materials that you find around. There's like wads of toilet paper that are hanging on power lines. There's dirty shoes that are on power lines. There's balloons floating around. There's security cameras to shoot out. There's neon signs to collect. I've just been sliding around murdering mutants and collecting shit that I come across.
Cool.
And I'm having a blast with it. Like, I don't need to play the story because I'm still just having fun.
What's the what's the multiplayer in that like? Is it just drop and drop off?
I haven't done it yet.
Co-op or?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've passed one of the areas that you could go to start the online stuff. I don't think it's campaign. I think it's like online stuff, whether it's PvP or horde mode style stuff. I haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
I want to. It's just I'm not a big fan of playing with randoms. I'd rather party up and play with friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. And that's honestly one of the main reasons why I want to get a bone is so that I can actually play with my friends. Because it's like, I played through Borderlands. I know you have Borderlands. I know you're not really enjoying it too much because you're playing as Claptrap.
Well, not just that, but I don't know. I'm not really getting into it.
Dude, I'm not
a fan of the zero gravity or low gravity.
I like it.
I don't know.
I dig it. I think it's your character class, man.
Maybe.
I know I mentioned it before, but like I finished Borderlands and Nisha's the shit. She's awesome. Like she is crazy fucking overpowered. Crazy overpowered.
Well, and then there's the fact that after you play Borderlands for so long, you're so overpowered. You have all these crazy ass weapons. Then you start a new character and you're shit.
Not necessarily.
You are worthless.
Not necessarily, man. It all depends. And that's the thing. I would be fully, like, I would thoroughly enjoy playing through it again as another character.
Well, let's...
And there's already, like, there's already DLC announced that you could play as Handsome Jack, which is going to be fucking
which
awesome.
I'm tempted to do, but I don't like buying just single Borderlands stuff because I know the season pass has so much more.
See, now
the
funny...
The fact that the season pass includes characters this time really bugs me.
I thought it doesn't include...
No, Handsome Jack is season pass.
Really?
Yes.
I might pick up the season pass for that then.
Yeah, because they've always done the characters separately, and then the season pass was guaranteed to have four story
content. Yeah.
And now it's like the characters are included. And I think there's supposed to be two characters, DLC.
Yeah, but aren't they still doing four campaign things?
No. So far, it's confirmed to one campaign mission in the season pass.
Hmm.
They just guaranteed four DLC packs.
Oh.
Handsome Jack is one of the four packs.
Oh.
Another character is a second of the four packs.
Hmm.
So.
I don't know. I think it could still be enjoyable. I love the Borderlands series, so I'm...
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
I love it, too. It's just, like, if I had to rate the three games, Borderlands 1 is an 8. Like, it was an awesome new IP, had some great ideas, but it needed to be refined. Borderlands 2, 9.5 easily.
Yeah.
Because it just felt perfect, except for Roland dying, which I'm still pissed about.
Yeah.
And then this one, it's like a 6 for me so far. It just,
really?
It doesn't feel fresh.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, I don't understand why this game's getting such flack, because you're not the only person that's told me that.
I think a lot of people are seeing it as it's just more of the same, and they didn't really try to change anything.
What much more can you really do with Borderlands? Like, what can you? Because there's little stuff that they ended up adding, like even like the grinder, like that is awesome. Like it's essentially like it's like a Herodra cube for Borderlands, which is like that's I'm cool with it. Like I think that was a really good addition.
I haven't even messed with the grinder yet.
It's cool.
I don't think I even got to the grinder.
You didn't unlock it yet? Yeah, probably not.
This one doesn't hold my interest like the others.
I dug it. Every single day when I got home, I'd at least play it for like maybe like a half an hour or something like that.
Well, let's make a date night and we'll figure something out.
Yeah, I have to get a... We'll have to be on like Skype or something because I don't have a... I don't have a headset.
Didn't I give you one before?
No, I bought one. But then I traded it in with my system because I was like,
I gave you one before.
Mm-mm.
I've given out so many.
I think
you
mentioned. I think you've mentioned that you might have had one, but
can't you get one at the video game store for like a dollar?
I have to look. We might have them.
They have to have some.
Yeah, we might. I don't know. I'll have to see.
I've given out so many over the years because I have my Turtle Beach, so I never needed the standard ones.
Right.
And they just seem to come in everything. I always had headsets sitting around.
See, I've actually... I didn't even think about that. I have an extra network adapter that I could trade in, too.
Why do you have two?
Because I thought the network adapter on mine was busted. But it's just really fucking slow for some reason. So So I have a second one. I don't know how much those... Here, hold on. Let's find out. Where's my phone?
Are you going to message Steve right now?
No.
Oh. Thought you were going to get like an official amount for it.
No, of course not. GameStop app away.
Blah, 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 blah,
trade. Blah. Trade values.
Trades for a dollar, I'm sure.
Accessories.
Do,
360.
Do.
There's the white one. There's the black one. Trades in for $13.20 with my pro member value.
What? What headset are you looking at?
No, the network adapter.
Oh.
To trade it in.
I was thinking that you were looking up a value for a headset.
No, I'm looking to trade some stuff in. That's all.
$13.
Which I might... I actually have another controller that I might trade into because I have three 360 controllers. Nice. I have two that I have set up specifically for my console, and then I have one that I have for my PC. But because I have the actual like Microsoft network or Microsoft,
you could just resync it.
I could just resync it every time. So, I may.
By the way, I wish I knew you were looking for one of the PC adapters because I would have sold you mine.
I got it through Amazon. I use trade credit. Yeah.
Yeah, because mine's hooked up, and I rarely play anything on my PC, obviously.
Right.
So you totally could have got that one off of me.
My bird.
Bird's the word. I heard.
But yeah, I just, like I said, I used...
I like how you're like, but yeah, with the thing over there.
Because I was going to point to that, and this hand wasn't
I'm going to point with the microphone so you can't hear anything I say, and then I'll just come back like nothing was wrong.
Right. Anyway. Because I, like I said, I picked that up with trade credit, so I technically like didn't pay for it. So, yeah, that's the only reason why I went that route. So
you're gonna end off paying off that Wii U with like GameStop trade credit, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't know. It's possible. I have no idea. I'll have to make another. I have to make a CD. I finished my three. I finished getting an Expo. Now help me pay off my Wii U.
Jesus. Speaking of music, are you going to enter DOD this month? Batman month.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like all the other months that you were definitely going to do a song for.
I don't know. I actually have to finish a drum track for Corey.
Still.
My knee's been bothering me too much.
Chop, motherfucker.
I know. I was actually going to work on it tomorrow, hopefully. I was supposed to do it Monday, but I had recording with 7 Years Silent on Sunday, so my knee was really bothering me, so I didn't do it.
Oh, shit. There's a game that could be in your buy two, get one free.
What?
Duck Dynasty, man.
Nope. Nope.
Shadow of Mordor.
See, dude, fuck, I forgot about that one. God damn it, dude.
All these people are saying, there's no games on Xbox One. Bullshit, there's no games. God,
dude, there's too many.
There definitely are too many. Fantasia.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have a Kinect.
But you'll get one eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually. With your big American penis.
There's so much that I want to pick up for that.
Man.
Fuck.
Trying to recommend games on such a system that is pretty much killing it right now.
Dude,
they seem to be doing everything right.
And the $50 price drop. Like, dude, like, I don't understand. Oh, my God. Like...
Yeah, apparently, like, nationwide, Xbox Ones are selling out. The Sunset Overdrive bundle is near impossible to get anymore. They're, like, completely gone.
I wonder if I'm going to have a hard time getting the Assassin's Creed one.
I think the Assassin's Creed one is officially their holiday bundle.
Okay.
So they'll probably be a lot easier to find.
I hope it's not
like there's anything special about that one besides coming with the two digital games.
Right. They're digital games, so...
Yeah.
They shouldn't even care.
Yeah. Or if you get the Kinect bundle, it also comes with Dance Central. So three games.
No.
Hey, it's a third game.
No.
Third game.
No.
Motherfucker.
You're in my apartment. You know how big it is. Dance Central is not going to work.
Hey, you know how much room we have from our TV stand to the couch.
Yeah, you have more.
Not really.
Totally.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Like, it barely registers me for Fantasia. Like, I either need to be sitting down or standing with my legs pressed up against the couch.
I'd probably have to move my futon.
I don't think you would.
I really
don't think you would.
I think it would.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Dude, there's too many games. There's too many games.
There are way too many games.
There's too many. Dude, I want to play Shadows of Mordor so bad, too.
And this month. Oh, my God, this month.
Fuck,
oh
man.
Oh, my God, this month.
I'm going to have a really... All right. Email assignment.
Zach. Randall. Maybe Grant, if he's listening.
He listens, but he doesn't contribute.
Yeah.
Well,
except that for that theme song, he contributed that.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't email.
I should use Kunal's old song this week, just so saying, oh, that song, and it's not even his.
Son of a bitch.
We need Kunal on.
I want email responses at thesmlpodcast.com. thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. I want email responses on what three games do you think I would have to pick up, not counting Assassin's Creed, because that's probably going to be the system that I would pick up.
Yeah.
So I want three games. If you had to buy two,
Creed,
get one.
Unititty.
Unititty.
Yes. Just if, one titty if I, in the middle.
If you had a buy two, get one free coupon used, which there should be pretty much used copies of it, pretty much everything now.
Probably. People trade in anything now.
Everything. So what three games would you suggest? The SML podcast at gmail.com.
Jamail@gmail.com. Speaking of trading stuff, I had a bunch of stuff I was going to trade in to GameStop, and going through their app, I'm like, wow, these prices are like shit.
Dog shit.
And then I looked up on Best Buy, and before the 50% bonus they're doing now, Best Buy was giving more for nearly everything.
And do you get extra trade credit because you have the gamer thing?
Like an extra 10% on top of that.
Damn.
I traded in games. I did the math. GameStop would have paid like $120. I got $330 from Best Buy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like when a game at GameStop is going to give you like $24 and after the 50% bonus, Best Buy is giving you $42, where would you go?
That's insane, yeah. Dude.
So if you're trading stuff from now on, I would cross check the values.
Now like, that's store credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't give cash. It's all credit. But with so much shit coming out, like that trade right there, that bought the blue Xbox One controller. Mm-hmm. It got me the Attitude Era Volume 2 Blu-ray, which just came out this week.
Which, not to mention that blue controller is Best Buy exclusive.
Yep. And it's sexy as hell.
Yeah, that thing looks awesome.
It got me $25 Xbox credit, and it's nearly going to completely pay off the Assassin's Creed Unity and Far Cry 4 Collector Editions.
Damn.
I'll be like $10 short.
Damn. That's pretty good, actually.
And
that's really good.
I think it was 24 games I traded in.
Hmm. Son of a bitch.
Here's how crazy their trade values are. Like, what would you expect to get for Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns?
When did that come out?
Like, spring, maybe earlier.
I don't know, $10?
18.
Jeez.
GameStop was going to give me $4.75.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, now.
Ride to Hell Retribution.
I don't know, like a halfpenny?
$7.50.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
We sell it for like $5.
Yeah. $7.50.
What the fuck?
Trade-in.
Seriously?
$5 base value plus 50%.
What the fuck?
Plus another 10%. So it's probably eight something.
Dude, I might have to get some shitty games to give to you to trade in so that I might be able to get that fucking controller.
Do it up here.
I don't have the card.
That's only an extra 10%.
Yeah, that's true.
The 50% is for pretty much anyone.
Huh.
Yeah. And people are dying on the bed.
The bed's comfy. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, huh?
Wow. I'm really surprised by that.
Mm-hmm. So was I. Because I was picking everything out, stacking it, keeping track of the values. Like, man, this just isn't much for these games.
Yeah.
And then I checked Best Buy. And when I saw that one game alone could get me $20 extra at Best Buy.
That's insane.
I looked up all the values.
That's fucking crazy.
Everything.
What the fuck are they going to do with Ride to Hell?
I don't care. It's not my problem anymore.
What the fuck, dude?
$7.50.
I'm going to have to look those up, man.
Yeah, think of that shit.
Holy shit. Like, that's blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, like, what are you looking to trade in? As you
here's a stupid one. It can't be too much of a difference on this. Mortal Kombat Complete Edition. How about that?
My iPad needs connection again.
I'm gonna look it up on the GameStop app, and we will compare notes. Which, by the way, I started Mortal Kombat.
And how's your progress going?
I haven't gotten too far in it. So I just started the campaign. I think I'm at Scorpion when you have to fight Cyrex and Sector by yourself, which is bullshit, by the way. I forgot about that. I forgot there's some really shitty parts in the campaign that are very, very difficult.
You're a campaign.
I am, actually. Sometimes. So GameStop, pro member value, trading credit, $7.70.
Yeah, about the same.
Same?
Yep.
That makes sense. Because it's an older game. Yeah, but still, I think Ride to Hell is the one that's fucking pulling me for a loop more than anything. That's seriously blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
What about GTA? What about GTA 5? Because I have a 360 version of GTA 5. I know GameStop doesn't do much on that at all. I think they might do like $10 maybe. Let's see here.
Let's get your result.
I'm still typing. Grand Theft Auto 5. $8.80. That's with my... Now, again, this is with my...
That's with the bonus.
With the bonus.
Base value, 14. Plus $7, 21.
What the fuck?
Plus 10%, another $1.40. So $22.40.
I might give that to you to trade in for me. Wait, I mean, what? It's only going to give me another $1.40. Maybe I'll have to trade it in there. Maybe I can get that fucking controller, actually.
Maybe. What else, buddy?
That's really all I would want to get rid of that I have on me right now. Oh, what about a controller? How about that? Do they do hardware?
I don't know. Weren't you considering trading your 3DS Smash to go digital instead?
Maybe, but I don't want to go without it.
$30.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. 20 base.
Add the
50.
Well, hold on. Let's see what Smash does.
So technically 32 for the most part.
Let's see what Super Smash Brothers does for the 3DS. $27.50.
$5 more.
$2.50.
Huh? You'd get 32.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Crazy, huh? GameStop is losing ground in the whole trading stuff.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
See, the thing that kind of bums me out is just the fact that like even for 360, like I think a controller only gets you like $10.
Yeah, I don't know if you could look up controllers on here.
11. Yeah, I'd get 11 for a controller at GameStop. So. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit?
Yeah. Was it Evil Within for the 360s like guaranteed $25 right now or something? Or guaranteed 30?
Yeah, I don't think... I'm just trying to... I'm looking over there. I don't think I have anything else.
Well, I'm just giving a comparison. Like the
What about 3DS games? I think like something stupid, like the Street Fighter one. I know that they probably paid dog shit on that at GameStop. Like that's got to be fucking terrible at GameStop.
Yeah, it's a dollar at Best Buy.
Oh, I should be able to get more than that at GameStop actually. Let's see here. Street Fighter.
This has got to be riveting entertainment.
I don't even care. Don't even care. You're on my time, people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that GameStop is doing a guaranteed $30 on the Evil Within, which just came out. But Evil Within just came out. Yeah. They're doing a guaranteed 30 for the Xbox 360 and PS3 versions.
Base?
Yes.
Ooh.
That's GameStop. They're doing a guaranteed 30.
Okay.
Evil Within, Xbox 360, Best Buy, base 27.
So you would get...
add 50%.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So that's $40.
Damn.
Minimum. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I'm done trading stuff to GameStop.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I guess word to the wise to our listeners out there, I guess, yeah. check
around. Check Amazon. Check Best Buy. You could check Best Buy prices online. They even have an app on the iPad now. Look around. Don't settle for GameStop.
Huh. Ain't that some shit?
I was kind of sad because we had the Lords of the Fallen Collector's Edition ordered, and it got delayed.
Yeah.
So we just bought Lords of the Fallen and figured, oh, well, if the game that comes with the Collector Edition
is the same,
we'll just return it. And I was under the impression that it wasn't the same, so I tried trading the game into Best Buy, but it wasn't in their system for trade-in yet.
Oh.
So I just went home with it because I think GameStop was like 27 for something not even a week old.
Right.
Like, not even a week old.
Yeah.
The Collector Edition came in on yesterday, on Tuesday, and same as the store version. So... Oh. Returned it on my way up here, and that paid off Grand Theft Auto.
There you go. Holy shit.
Rock on.
Well, maybe I'll be able to get that other controller then. That'd be kind of nice.
Maybe. Look around. See what you could trade. Lesson to all you chillins out there.
Yeah.
So, what are you playing?
Well, I finished Borderlands. I started up Mortal Kombat. That's really been it. I mean, I want to work on Mortal Kombat a little bit more. I think I want to start Darksiders so I can finish the first one so that I can play the second one since I got the second one for free.
I missed out on that by a day.
Really?
I forgot about it.
What's the game now?
Darkside. God, what is the free game right now?
I don't remember. I'll have to turn my system on when you're heading out.
I'm going to have to look this shit up because I'm too dumb.
That's okay. I forgive you. We forgive you. I have to take a drink of water.
What else?
Doodle Jump.
Oh god.
On my phone.
Okay, you don't have to tell us what else. The free game right now, Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise.
I like Viva Pinata.
This is the second one.
Is it still like the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. That'll be cool.
Yeah, that's free until the 16th, and then it's Red Faction Guerrilla.
Wah.
Really? Guerrilla was awesome. That was like the open world one where you could destroy everything.
Oh, I'm thinking of Armageddon.
Yeah, Armageddon was the...
Okay. I don't think I played Guerrilla.
Guerrilla's awesome.
Is it?
And Vert did music on it.
Sweet. And I'll get it for free.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Cool. Well, son of a bitch.
Yeah, for me this week, it's pretty much just been more of the same. Some Lords of the Fallen here, some Sunset Overdrive there.
Yeah.
A sprinkle of Diablo when I can.
I'm so proud of you for playing Diablo. I can't wait to play Diablo with you, Joe. I really can't. I'm
trying to think what my hardcore monk is up to. I want to say like maybe the high 40s, low 50s.
We'll be able to play hardcore.
Dude, I'm only doing one hardcore character. That's it. I'm like when this character hits level 70 and I beat the campaign, I'm done with it because I don't have the stress level for hardcore.
Oh, dude, I can get you
playing on normal.
Listen, you give me like a week to get a hardcore character up and your character dies, I can get you up to 70 in like 2 hours. Like, that's nothing.
Just, I would rather just play normal and not have to worry about, oh, the monsters hit me with ice 9 times in a row and I couldn't get out of the way and they killed me.
But you'd have black up.
Black up?
Yeah. I'd be your black up.
So racist.
Oh, no. You're incorrect, sir. What else have you been playing?
I dabble in Project Spark. Try to do it every day.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that I was going to get the 14-day achievement, and I must have missed one somewhere.
Oh, no.
Because the achievement progress just stopped at 92%.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So
I've been trying again every day, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, of course, I dabbled in fucking COD.
COD, bro.
COD, aw.
I know that this isn't video game related, but some of our listeners may be interested in this. I did end up buying the new At the Gates album. So I spent money on that. That was the last thing I actually spent money on. I got the new At the Gates album. I got the limited edition, so I got this patch. Where is it? This one. That one. I got that patch for free.
Okay.
Which is cool. I love At the Gates, so I was really excited about that. I got a free download copy of the new Psycho Stick album, and it's fucking amazing. I think it's my new favorite Psycho Stick album, like, to date. It's fucking fantastic. I don't even fucking care. We're actually supposed to go and see them in Reading. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
Nice.
So that should be a lot of fun. And what was it? Metal Injection is streaming the new Job for a Cowboy CD that just came out yesterday.
Not into them.
I love them. The new album is fucking incredible.
I tried listening to them once and it's...
Yep. Their new album sounds fucking incredible. Definitely my contender for album of the year, even over Slipknot. Because the new Slipknot album is fucking gold. It's great. It's really, really good. But yeah, man, this new Job for a Cowboy CD is fucking incredible. I'm really, really excited for it. So yeah, I had to report some, because that's really the only thing I've been doing. I haven't really been playing too many games. I've been listening to a lot of music. So.
The world will never see another crazy motherfucker like you.
It's true. It's true.
Thank God.
It's true. but yeah, so if you're into music, you should totally pick up the new Psycho Stick album, because it's fucking fantastic. I'd say honestly, like, if
you're into music, if you know what music is,
yeah, I don't care what you normally listen to, pick up Psycho Stick's new album, because it's fucking awesome. It's so good. My personal favorites are So Heavy, NSFW, the one about the ducks. I forget what the fuck it's called.
I wish that's the title of it.
The one about the ducks. Yeah, dude. The whole album's so good.
Video
that,
games.
And Bruce Campbell.
Video games.
So, yeah. There was one about the blue screen of death. It was about his computer crashing. So I guess it's technically kind of on point. Like, it's technically on subject.
Some songs in Rock Band when... Rock Band Network was still going.
It's very true.
Speaking of music games, Rocksmith just came out for next gen this week. PS4, Xbone.
Yep. Very cool. I still want to pick that up. That's going to be one that I end up trying to pick up for next gen as well.
I want to. I just don't know if it'll be worth the money. But there's so many songs I'm like, oh, I would love to play that. I would love to play that. And then I pick up a guitar and I like fart with my fingers.
I fart with my fingers. I think before you invest into it, I will get my hands on it and tell you if I think it would be worth you picking up. Because I know I know that you have a good sense of rhythm, obviously, with the Rock Band stuff. It just comes down to if I think it would be a...
My fat fucking fingers?
If it would be a substantial learning device.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Rocksmith is supposedly all about learning.
Right. And that's what I'm curious about, too, because, I mean, like... Like, I'm a good guitar player, but I'm not... When it comes to soloing, I'm fucking retarded. I mean, like, I have a real hard time, like, coming up with solos.
Yeah.
So, if I can go in there, and if there's something for someone on my level that can learn from it, then fucking absolutely, man. Like, go for it. But I think...
But in the non-guitar realm, rumors are floating around... Next year possible, or 2016, return of Guitar Hero.
I'd play it. There, I would. I would play
apparently
it.
Apparently some studio in London, like, they kept having different people come in every day, usually the same people every day, and just with different clothing, like different outfits. And finally, the one person just casually mentioned that they were part of live crowd scenes for a new Guitar Hero game. That's rumor. Don't know if it's true or not, but that could be pretty awesome if it happens.
Crowd scene. That'd be fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Apparently, the one day, like, all the people came in dressed up emo style. So if that's true, maybe this will light a fire under Harmonix's ass to get Rock Band 4 out.
Rock Band 4.
Because if I had to choose between Guitar Hero 7... And Rock Band 4?
Rock Band 4, all the way. All the way.
Absolutely.
All the way. What are the updates on Amplitude?
I don't know yet. It's still working on it.
Okay.
I don't think we'll see it anytime soon.
Okay. Hokey dokey.
Another rumor that I saw earlier today, which might intrigue some people, if there's any kind of validity to it at all. Uh-huh. Supposedly in March, a beta for The Division. Xbox One beta.
I need it.
And the rumor continues.
Oh my God, I need it.
That the game will hit first on Xbox One.
I need it.
Which would be pretty nuts.
I need it in my life. I cannot wait for that fucking game.
I just hope the game has. I don't care if any system gets it exclusive first. I just want the game to happen.
Yeah. As long as the game happens, I'm
hopefully
gonna be fucking
more in line with like what they showed.
Yes.
Because look at Watch Dogs and how that turned out.
I still want to give it a try. As much shit as that game gets, I still want to give it a try.
I think you'd be better off trying something else first, but
probably Dead Rising 3. It's honestly like,
or Grand Theft Auto, which is basically what Watch Dogs
is.
Yes,
that's true. I don't know. Dude, there's too many games.
Yeah. Yeah, there are.
Oh, there's too many games.
So next time people are like, Xbox has no games. No, there's way too many.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had to wait a year? Because that's pretty much how every system is ever?
Uh-huh.
Fucking Christ. And Sony can't get their shit together to fucking release the game that was supposed to come out at launch?
Yeah. By the way, still haven't played Drive Club. The PS4 version or the PS Plus version has been postponed indefinitely. And supposedly to make up for it next month on December for PlayStation Plus, one of the games is going to be Injustice.
I thought you were going to say Need for Speed Rival.
Oh, God, that'd be hilarious. But no, they're calling Injustice a AAA retail title. It's a retail title, sure. AAA.
It is technically AAA.
It's a year old.
It's still technically AAA, though.
It's a fighting game, which isn't the most popular genre in the world. It's a port from last generation.
It's a really good one, though.
I wouldn't call it AAA.
I would.
I would call it an A.
Double A?
Maybe.
Maybe double A.
Dead Rising is AAA.
Maybe like...
Fours is a AAA. Killzone was AAA.
Like
Infamous, AAA.
Like,
but Injustice?
Like D batteries? C batteries?
Yeah.
Double A's?
Double A, okay.
We'll do double A's.
Okay. I just don't see Injustice as a AAA game.
Hey, man, I wouldn't complain about getting Injustice for free.
No, I won't complain about getting it free.
Yeah, but. I mean that's definitely a game that I would be excited to get for free. It's been a while since now. Granted, I haven't had gold for a while, and I do only have a 360. It's been a while.
While you're at it, you should probably purchase the stuff that's free on Games with Gold
for
the Xbox One.
I can do that
on the website.
That's right. You might have to show me that when we're off air.
I think you need to have a credit card on file so it could charge for a free game.
I don't think I have one.
Like, it doesn't need to have anything on it because nothing gets charged.
That's true. Well, then I might be able to link one then.
But yeah, unfortunately, the website still doesn't let you use your actual Microsoft balance.
Weird.
To pay for nothing.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's strange. Because I do have Microsoft balance too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's from when they switched over from points to the real money. They just didn't figure everything out there yet, and they don't care enough. Because you could just buy it on your console.
Not until you get one. So until I get one, I can't.
Yeah.
So,
but you should still pick them up while you can online.
Possibly.
You could get Volgar the Viking and I think Chariot is still free.
Okay.
I think they finally dropped Crimson Dragon after 4 months being free.
Thank God.
Yeah, because no one wanted to see that back again.
Well, you got it. That's a thing.
Yeah. It's a shame that you didn't get a Sunset Overdrive console or...
I know.
Because have you heard about what's going on with Sunset Overdrive bundle owners?
No.
Getting free copies of Rise.
What the fuck?
Xbox just emails them a token. It's like, thanks for buying the Sunset Overdrive bundle.
What the fuck?
Enjoy Rise for free.
I still think the value's in the Assassin's Creed bundle, though.
Probably.
Who knows? That's cool. I mean, that's cool that they're doing that, though. So that's
Jesus Christ. It's just the two of us, and it's been an hour 40?
Yep.
God damn. And again, half that time was spent just looking up shit on GameStop and Best Buy. How much is this game? I don't know. I'll look.
Some people want to know that stuff.
Nah.
I wanted to do it.
Oh, fuck.
Music?
Well, since Dale wasn't able to join us, we might as well play his music.
We could do that.
So some Del Norte.
Del Norte.
Del Norte.
Final words.
Drive Club.
Thank you. It's always gonna shine again. I believe a pot of gold. It waits at every rainbow's end. I believe in roses kissed with dew. Why shouldn't I believe the same in you?
Thank you.